This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. High heat cooking creates cancer-causing compounds in everyday foods, scientists find. Scientists have discovered that common cooking methods, including grilling, roasting, and frying, generate potentially cancer-causing compounds called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, in everyday foods, according to research from Science Daily. The findings highlight widespread dietary exposure to these harmful chemicals, particularly in foods prepared at high temperatures. Heat processing creates chemical hazards. PAHs form when organic matter is exposed to high temperatures during cooking processes. These compounds develop through incomplete combustion of fats and proteins at temperatures exceeding 200 degrees Celsius. Grilled meats show the highest PAH concentrations, particularly when fat drips onto heat sources and creates smoke that recontaminates food surfaces. Widespread food contamination patterns. Environmental contamination contributes significantly to PAH presence in foods. Industrial emissions, vehicle exhaust, and agricultural practices introduce these compounds into soil and water systems, where they accumulate in crops and livestock. Smoked foods present particular concern, with traditional smoking methods generating PAH levels that may exceed safety thresholds in some cases. Modern food processing facilities increasingly use liquid smoke alternatives to reduce chemical formation while maintaining flavor profiles. For more information on food safety standards, visit our quality and safety coverage. Health risks and regulatory response. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration classifies several PAH compounds as probable human carcinogens based on animal studies and epidemiological evidence. Chronic exposure may increase risks of gastrointestinal, lung, and skin cancers, though individual risk depends on exposure duration and concentration levels. Our health policy section tracks regulatory developments. Key takeaways: PAHs can form during high heat cooking or enter foods through contamination. Grilled and smoked foods contain the highest PAH concentrations. Environmental contamination affects PAH levels in crops and livestock. Multiple cooking methods, including grilling, roasting, smoking, and frying, create these compounds. Frequently asked questions: which cooking methods produce the most PAHs? According to the research, grilling, barbecuing, roasting, smoking, and frying generate PAH compounds, especially when foods are exposed to high heat. How do PAHs enter our food? PAHs can form during cooking when foods are exposed to high heat, or they can enter foods through environmental contamination from industrial sources. What types of foods are most affected? The research indicates that everyday foods exposed to high heat cooking methods are affected, with particular concerns about long-term health risks. The research raises concerns about long-term health risks from PAH exposure through common cooking methods and environmental contamination. Source: scientists uncover cancer-causing chemicals hidden in everyday foods.